Hey everybody, Simon Rentner here. Welcome to the Checkout Podcast. You know where to subscribe to it. Stitcher, iTunes, always archived, right here at WBGO.org. This is the pianist Gerald Clayton, and he always seems to be on the lookout for new opportunities to gig with other talented musicians. A formation he's experimenting with now is actually coming to the Jazz Standard this Thursday and Friday in New York City. It's the Gerald Clayton Quartet featuring vibraphonist Joel Ross. But we're not here to focus on that music today, but sounds from his most recent release on Motema called Tributary Tales. And it's not the word tributary in the way you might think.
I think about the concept of tributaries, of the streams that break off a river, a source, right? And you have these smaller rivers that break off from it. And yet they all come from the same place, even though they're going a lot of different directions. They're all connected to that same source. It's a metaphor that I use when I'm thinking about the various musicians, but also in the individual compositions and the individual songs. If they take on different characteristics and different bends and turns, somehow when I listen to the whole thing, it does feel like it's coming from the same river, from the same source.
Gerald Clayton joins us to talk about this recording on another edition of My Music on the Checkout. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, this is Gerald Clayton, and you're listening to My Music on the Checkout. So this song, Soul Stomp, was something that I wrote a few years ago, actually thinking about my dad and my uncle and the group that I play in with them called the Clayton Brothers. My dad is this amazing bass player and composer and writer and arranger, John Clayton. And my uncle is a great saxophone player, has played with a million people, Jeff Clayton. You know, the music they make has always got this really soulful, joyful, loving, infectious, grooving quality to it. So I was thinking about that when I wrote it. Yeah, so it's all in the blood. We'll be right back. That was Soul Stomp from my new record, Tributary Tales. After I finished the song, I kind of just took it into every other situation I was in. It's just something that I think, you know, sounds nice. It feels good, and brought it into other situations, and so far it's worked. My headspace, sort of my narrative for the song, is sort of this idea that we're all, you know, we're all searching for some kind of enlightenment, some kind of transcendence, and just imagining somebody finding that, you know, in an unexpected place, like even in a busy, you know, party or something, to actually be able to transcend, you know. So there's a drastic shift in the mood of the piece about sort of midway through, and that to me is sort of taking more of a reflective energy, reflective vibe in the narrative. So that's really what the song is about. This is Gerald Clayton, and you are listening to my music on The Checkout. First one is kind of a long one. It's kind of two tunes put together, both from the new record. The first one's called A Light, and the second one is called Lover's Reverie. And both were tunes that I came up with over the past 2 years. A Light was really just a platform to blow, you know, to trade and get cats to sort of open up on. But it's got an energy, a vibe that I think is cool and hip. I hope you do too. Lover's Reverie was a song, again, sort of just a platform, not a necessarily long or complicated tune, but just sort of creates a dreamy vibe.
Eucalyptus and lavender stems the room. Smoke severs the night. A spine quivering touch maps the way across a body.
I came up with it when I was staying in this really beautiful home in paradise in Hawaii, at the bottom of this sort of beautiful backyard, looking up at these trees and this gorgeous little river sort of stream going through the property. It almost felt like I saw a mirage, somehow drawn to it, like this is my destiny of love here. This is my dream, my fantasy.
You approach as if some artifact, a memory glanced upon, as if a child with squinting eyes. Press this moment into your heart. Devour me in your blood. And travel centuries to find each other. Don't say it. I know what you are made of. An angel with forming wings, smoldering in the church of my lips.
I called on my great friend Carl Hancock Rux to grace the record with some lyrics, but I also wanted to get a woman's perspective on this song. So he hit me to the great Aja Monet, and we all got together and sort of had this commune session where we just talked about life and issues and really sort of broke bread together. And we came up with this, they sort of each give their own separate testimony dealing with love. And it sort of, it's kind of cool. It's like hearing it from the man's perspective and the woman's perspective.
Think not of ceasing love, nor shun the song that is faded. Night executes vengeance and does away with it. Though it is nature which gives us a right to things, the body and the life are to be considered not an arrangement of songs, but a transcription of truth, or rather, a story in diatonic notes. Now there are only little shreds of fabric that make the whole. But you seem to me to be slow journey, reenacted over and over with copious reverie. So soft a skin, your blind tulled flowers, my attempts at knowing the emblems of life, allowing my hand pressed close against every turn and taste.
Both of them are just masters with words. It really paints a picture. It sort of makes the music blossom in a way that it wouldn't without it, I think. So I'm really digging that relationship. So this last tune you're going to hear is called Envisionings. The title is envisioning something, having a vision and seeking to make that happen, I suppose, and wanting to strive for that. That's what this song is about. I envision a world beyond a monetary system. I envision a world where everyone's able to recognize the humanity in their fellow neighbor. That freedom of spirit that I think we all feel a deep connection to, but feel maybe somewhat clouded by the ways of the world. Let's all try to manifest our envisionings as best we can. Thank you. I'm Gerald Clayton. Thank you for listening to my music on The Checkout.
Envisionings by the pianist Gerald Clayton, our guest on this edition of My Music. A special thanks to Quest TV for allowing us to use a clip at the beginning of the show, and to our production intern, Anthony Nieves. And make sure to check out all of our fabulous recent conversations podcasts featuring Giles Peterson and Michael League from Snarky Puppy. And definitely follow us on our Facebook page, The Checkout from WBGO, and on Twitter, @CheckoutJazz. And if you subscribe to the show, give us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.